With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. That ceasefire between the United States and Iran may be in a little bit of danger. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Iran insisted that an end to the war in Lebanon was part of the ceasefire deal, but Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump said the truce did not cover Lebanon. Meanwhile, the United States is demanding that the Strait of Hormuz remain open to shipping traffic. The White House said Wednesday's closure was completely unacceptable.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu authorizing direct negotiations with Lebanon aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorists. In the meantime, correspondent Lauren Cook says work continues behind the scenes that might help to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
UK is leading an effort outside the alliance to make the trade routes safe for shipping once the ceasefire is working. Estonia's foreign minister says his country is always ready to consider providing support through NATO, but he says the US must officially ask so that any mission and its aims can be discussed and plans made together.
First Lady Melania Trump isn't pulling any punches, sharply denying any ties to Jeffrey Epstein and any knowledge of his crimes. She says the stories about her are completely false. It is the same old tired rhetoric. Several Democrats on Capitol Hill are saying that Donald Trump should be removed from office after his so-called threats against civilians in Iran. Now, the episode unleashed demands for Democrats to oppose the president in the strongest possible terms, even though he eventually pulled back and did, of course, agree to the ceasefire, the White House defending Trump's rhetoric as very effective. This is SRN News. Quebec is banning prayer.
Lawmakers in the Canadian province have passed a measure outlawing prayer and any other display of religious devotion in public as part of a sweeping effort to make Quebec more secular. That means government workers can't wear a cross, public hospitals can't serve kosher meals, and you can't hold a prayer meeting on the quadrangle at a public university. Clergy and various ministries fought the legislation to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrat-backed candidate Chris Taylor winning election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Her victory increases the liberal majority on the court as cases affecting congressional remapping and other hot-button issues await. She defeated Republican-backed Maria Lazar for the fourth straight victory of the Democrats. Liberals are now guaranteed to hold a majority on that court in Wisconsin until at least 2030. This is SRN News. A modest pullback for mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased this week to 6.37%. The average rate is now back to roughly what it was 2 weeks ago. This week's decline in rates follows five straight weekly increases, which pushed up the average rate to its highest level in nearly 7 months. As mortgage rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for home shoppers, limiting what they can afford. The recent upward trend in rates has contributed to a slow start to the spring home buying season. I'm Alex Vega.
Calls are increasing on Capitol Hill for investigations into the prediction market platform known as Polymarket. This comes after 50 new accounts placed substantial bets on a U.S.-Iran ceasefire hours before the president announced it. Researchers say $143 million in profits had been made by individuals with apparently insider information. More details, srnnews.com.